back to Pivotal Trading. I am Dustin Fugate. This is Quick Hits. It's been a minute, but we are back in action. Saturday, November 21st. Let's jump right into it here. First up, we have Tesla, TSLA. We got supports right around 480.28. Second support is going to be, or the first support is going to be right around 485, let's say. Resistance 1 is going to be 498. Resistance 2, 507. 507, that was a hard resistance there. On that Friday or Thursday going into Friday there. That was a very, very hard resistance. Ivy Rankin, that one is 25. Best Buy has earnings coming up this week. That is before market open on November 24th. So our supports there is 117.85, 118.50, let's say. Resistances are going to be 120.26. And our second resistance is going to be right around 121.40s in that area. CVX. Oil. So this is an interesting one. Tried to get on this last week and it was just, it already ran up before we actually had a chance to get on top of it. So just let it do its thing. You got low IV rank in here, which is right around 20, but you still got a pretty decent expected move by this Friday around $2.36 plus or minus. You got large call volume here on your 90 calls. Supports are going to be 84.20, support 85, resistance 86.45, and your second and final resistance right around $87. Solo, everybody's talking about Solo. I'm sorry, those cars are just ugly. I don't get it. The third wheel, the wheel in the back, I don't understand it. Whatever. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? We got supports right around $6. Let's call it $8. We'll go into about 1340. That was a good resistance. And resistance 2, $16. And so obviously all the hype, everything going behind Solo, that big jump that it had. Ivy Rank is up high at 53. So you want to try to suck some premium in there. But they actually did open up some higher strikes in here, so so you can play a little bit higher and further out now. I mean, it kept on running, so that now they had to add more call strikes, or strikes in general on the options chain, sorry. But also you have large call volume in there, but Solo, that's going to be a good one to watch for. It did obviously shoot up, but then it kind of came back down to life a little bit, so it'd be interesting to see what happens to that one. Everybody, Robinhood traders just pumping it up, so you know. Let's see. Last but not least, we have Apple, AAPL, call skew, but it couldn't just break that 120 resistance last week for some reason. It'd get up right around it, break it a little bit, and just couldn't hold. So that's going to be the big, big number we're going to be looking at this coming week. But our supports are going to be 116.83. We got resistances right around 118.30, and our other resistance right around 119.28. Obviously, if those break, 120 is the big, big boy that we need to be focusing on. All right, guys. So for our trade idea of the week, we're going to go in a little earnings play here. We don't really do earnings plays, but guess what? We're doing one this week, or this is going to be our trade idea of the week this week. So Dell reports earnings Tuesday, November 24th, after the close. Earnings Whisper has the consensus at 136 earnings per share. Whisper number is right around 150. Expected quarterly revenue is expected at minus 4%. Annual earnings expected coming in is going to be minus 2.7%. And although there's no weekly options on this stock, the Ivy Rank is right on the edge with 25. And the December 18 chain has an Ivy of 44% plus or minus about $5.50 expected move. So in here, what we're doing, we're going to be looking to play a short strangle in December 18th options chain. All right. So we're going to sell the 60 puts, sell the 75 calls. Credit received is right around $1.67. Buying power needed to play this strategy is right around $700. And by coming in closer on the call side, so instead of doing the 77.5 calls, which would get our delta a little bit more neutral, we brought it back in to 75. That's where your market is a little bit closer right? You're not getting ripped off. Your spread's a little bit closer on that one. I think it's only like 10 cents wide rather than I think it was like 30 or 40 cents wide. So by doing that, we skew our delta to be short by 10. So we got a minus 10 delta, and our theta actually increases to around 7.5. This trade has around a 74% probably a profit on this one. And we're looking to get out at open right the next morning. So that's how we kind of play earnings. Just kind of get that crush overnight or, you know, over the report. Next open, try to get out and collect that premium. Obviously, we want to collect as much as we can, but we'd want to still want to do a really, really high probability of profit trade. All right, guys, for quick hits and pivotal trading, I am Dustin Fugate. That's all I have for you. Remember to like, subscribe, all that good stuff, YouTube, Twitter, Instagram, all that good stuff. Big news coming up here soon for the 2021 year. We got a get some things nailed down here, but we should be good to go and roll out some new stuff for you guys in 2021. Thank you guys so much. Remember to join the Discord. There's a free version and a paid version. Get in on the free version, see if you like it, and then upgrade if you don't mind. Pivotal Trading. I am Dustin Fugate. I will see you guys later. Thanks, guys.